Hey everyone, you already know what the deal is. Actually, just kidding. I know I said I might not do another podcast before SummerSlam, but of course, you already know I'm gonna do it after, because I gotta talk about what happened, obviously. There's a special reason why I'm making this one before, because who is back? None other than the lunatic fringe Dean Ambrose. And he's going to be in Seth Rollins' corner for the Intercontinental Championship when he goes against Dolph Ziggler at SummerSlam. With that being said, do you think it'll change the dynamics of the match? I think it'll work in his favor. But knowing Dolph Ziggler, they're going to have him do some sneaky stuff in order for him to retain the championship. My question is, why is Dolph Ziggler being put on a pedestal now? He's had years of experience. They could have had him do this forever ago, but why are they choosing now is my question. But that's just my opinion. Like, I'm not going to even get too much into that. But with that being said, I cannot wait to, even now more, I cannot wait to see that match at SummerSlam. I'm so stoked. I'm so excited. Who are your favorite matches? Who are your favorite picks? What do you think is going to be the outcome for each match for both brands at SummerSlam? I cannot wait. Again, I will, unless something super dramatic changes, I will not make another podcast until after SummerSlam. So again, SummerSlam is Sunday, August 19th. Always, if you don't already know, free the WWE app so you can watch SummerSlam and any pay-per-view match. It's free for new subscribers. If you're already a subscriber, it's $9.99 a month. Go join, go watch SummerSlam, watch previous pay-per-views, other past SummerSlams, other past, you know, other matches. It'll be awesome. I cannot wait until after SummerSlam. Thanks. And again, thank you for listening. Thank you so much for keeping up. And until next time, thanks.